It's the new catch-22 of the teaching world. You do your training and try to get accredited, then find you can't because there are no jobs, so you can't rack up the hours needed to meet the criteria. New figures show it's happening to hundreds of teachers trying to meet new national accreditation standards. The reason is a so-called glut of teachers in Australia's job market, and the cost to taxpayers could be more than $100 million. Alison Branley reports.
After Stephen Elliott finished careers in both the accountancy and computer industry, he thought it was about time to retire.
My wife had different ideas, but she strongly suggested that I go back to university and retrain and do something else, specifically to high school teaching.
Diploma in hand, Stephen found everything he'd been told about teaching jobs was wrong.
It was impossible to get permanent work on the Northern Beaches or anywhere near the Northern Beaches, even in Sydney. So I resorted to casual, which I really enjoyed, actually.
5 years into his new career, a letter in the Post told him he hadn't done enough to qualify as a fully accredited teacher in time.
I didn't realise as a casual you got very, very little work. And if you did get work, that the schools had very little incentive to actually provide the help that you needed to get this certificate accreditation, let alone suffer the expense of sending you on personal development courses.
His story is similar to hundreds of teaching graduates around the country, hit by a teaching glut in particular areas of teaching. Many end up working as casuals or part-time and are unable to fulfil the requirement of 160 to 180 days of work within 5 years to gain teaching accreditation. Working casual means many can't fulfil other documentation and supervision requirements. Figures released by the New South Wales Board of Studies, Teaching and Educational Standards show in New South Wales alone, 521 teachers' provisional accreditation expired in 2015. Almost 3,000 have left the system since 2010. Now aged 64, Stephen Elliott has decided to retire, but he has a university HECS debt still to pay. His son Jake, though, doesn't have it so easy.
My son did the worst thing possible. He thought he'd become an art teacher, and of course it's only when he get out of university that he realised that the spiel that they gave him was total trash and there are no jobs for art teachers. None. The casual work was so intermittent that he couldn't live on it, so he's had to go out and get other work. He's up to about 4 years now, so he'll time out next year. He's got a very large HECS debt, and yet that degree, the degree and the postgrad degree are both totally wasted.
Figures compiled by the ABC show Australian taxpayers have spent more than $130 million on HECS loans and subsidies to train up just the 3,000 who left the system in New South Wales. The Board of Studies says accreditation standards are about ensuring quality, and they have 38,000 trainees on their books. In a statement, it says that teachers could apply for an extension or two-year re-accreditation. Lila Milarczyk from the New South Wales Secondary Principals Council says teacher accreditation could be more onerous for smaller schools.
I do think that it's probably more difficult but not insurmountable for casual teachers. Both schools and the system are working to absolutely progress that. Most schools are quite embracing of doing this process.
She says the industry is working with universities and government to address teacher oversupply.
And that's working with tertiary institutes as well to make sure that we don't continue as a profession, we don't continue to train teachers in particular areas, but we look at where the needs are, and that's starting to come into play as of this year.
Mr. Elliott says the system is losing passionate teachers like him and his son, says universities have to bear some of the responsibility, along with the government.
I'm really angry, especially with the universities, because the universities are the ones that are pushing the line quite openly that come and do a teaching degree and you'll get a job, and they must know that's false.
Stephen Elliott, ending that report by Alison Branley.